Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. Hello, my sisters. And welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I'm so excited to be with you on this wonderful Wednesday. You know, Transformation Begins With You is such an empowering show that sometimes I'm so busy traveling and speaking and just doing so many other things, I don't get back to you very often, so I apologize for that. I know we said we were going to pick back up on Tuesdays, but you know what? I'm just going to give you the shows as they come to me, what the people want. When you write in and you tell me what you want, I'm going to try to give you the shows that you want. So this morning, I'm coming to you early, early this morning, because I wanted to empower you early in your day. But I want to empower you today about being off balance on purpose. Off balance. On purpose, that's right. Sometimes you're off balance on purpose, and I'm going to tell you why in just a few moments. But first, I want to talk a little bit about the sponsor of the show. Harvest Girls International is a sponsor of Transformation Begins With You. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey and young girls the power to dream, ages 9 through 17. And I thank you and I bless you for listening in this morning. This is just a 15-minute empowerment session I want to give you today on off balance, on purpose. You know, I'm here in the Midwest, and it's pretty cold. I'm in Indianapolis. It's pretty cold right now this time of the year. And I was about to contemplating starting a fire in my fireplace. And then something just sparked in me and said, why not start a fire in the hearts of your listeners? So I jumped on line to give you this show today, just out of my spirit. Nothing planned, just something that's in my heart this morning that I just wanted to share with you. And so today I want to talk about being off balance on purpose. You know, many times in our lives we think that we're off balance and we can't get it together and we feel like no matter what we do, we're so off balance. What's going on with me? Something must be terribly wrong. And you're right. Sometimes something is terribly wrong. Sometimes it is necessary to be off balance in whatever you're doing and things seem like they're out of sync, because sometimes that's the way that God gets your attention to say, there's some things I want to talk to you about. There's some things I want you to stop doing. There's some things I want you to change. All the time, God is keeping you, and he's empowering you, but at the same time, he wants to change some things in you. He wants to take off some old things and put on some new things. So think it not strange, my sisters, if you feel like you're just out of sync in your life. And I know this is, we're on the brink of a new year. We're in the season, in the time of our life, where it's time to start thinking about change and planning and implementing new things, a new life for a new year. But every day that you wake up, every morning that God puts breath in your body, it's a new year, it's a new day, it's a new moment to captivate change in your life. And so I want to say, don't wait till January the 1st to start to plan for your change or to make New Year's resolutions. Every day that you wake up, plan to do something in your life that will cause change to manifest in your life and to bring you to a place of elevation. And that's what off balance does. A lot of times when we look at our body, we know something is wrong because we don't feel ourselves, we don't feel well. We go to the doctor and the doctor says, oh yes, you were correct to come in because these things are wrong and we can correct these, but you know, good thing that you came in. That's what God is saying to us today. You know, you're feeling a little in your spiritual life or in your life, you're just feeling a little off balance. God said, come on in, check with me. There's some things that we need to take care of. They're not unto death, but we just need to do some things to make you better. And that's what this is about today, doing some things, finding some things in your life to make you better. You know, because we keep repeating the same cycle and expecting a result, different results. That's insanity. Change is creating hope and newfound great expectations in your life. That means you have to create it. You have to do something to make new hope in your life, newfound things, create new memories for yourself. You know, those things that brought you pain and sorrow, those things that aggravate you and don't elevate you, those are the things that you need to change and create something different. So I want to talk to you a little bit about accepting the difficulties in your life. You know, suffering sometimes is just a part of life. There are things that's going to happen, and there's some sufferings that are going to come. But for the Christian, difficulties can be allowed to serve as a higher purpose. We need God's perspective if we are to be able to accept difficulty and benefit from it. You got to accept what's behind you. You got to accept it, but then also you got to forget about it as well. You use it as a stepping stone to take you to the next level, to not repeat, because a lesson not learned is subject to be repeated. And then give your burdens to the Lord. Whatever that thing is that you can't release or you feel like you can't let go of, it's out of your hands. You don't have the power to let it go. Turn it over to God. He's the only one that can take it from you. Trust that God will provide your needs. A lot of times we get off balance because we start doing things out of flesh to try to make things happen because we feel we need a miracle right now. You're not the miracle worker. God is. So you have to trust God that he will provide every need that you have. And sometimes you're off balance because you're trying to make things happen that you cannot control. You cannot make happen. It lies in God's hand. And then trust in God's reward. If you've done all you know to do, if you've lived your life according to what you feel God is trying to have you to do, trust him to reward you. You will reap if you faint not. Just trust God. And then you need to accept yourself. Accept who you are and all you've done, all you've been through, because you've been through a lot, and give yourself a little TLC, some tender, loving care. Love yourself in order to go to the next level, in order to impact someone else's life. You have to love yourself first. And then the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. And the problem is that we can't love our neighbor effectively because we don't love ourselves unconditionally. And that is something that we need to do. Love yourself. I want to tell you a little bit about finding your balance. We talked about being off balance, but sometimes on purpose, the off balance helps you to bring yourself into a balance on purpose. Steps to finding your balance. You know, you want to establish your purpose in life. Many times that we don't even know what we're doing in life. We're just racing around every day. We're just going through the grind. We're going to work. We're coming home, taking care of kids or taking care of ourselves or wanting to be married, wish we wasn't married. We just got so many things going on in our life. That's because we don't know our purpose. Establish your purpose. Establish it. That means start. You don't have to see the whole staircase to know, see the whole picture. You don't have to see the whole staircase. If you can just see the first step. And you can just take it step by step by step until you walk the staircase of your destiny. I'm telling you, that's what I did. Establish your goals. Get some goals in your life. What are some of the things that you want to do? I didn't know where to start, but I knew I had to start somewhere. So I just started with me. Why not start with you? I established some goals in my life. These are some things that I want to do. Some of the goals I accomplished, some of them I didn't. Some of them were not for me because they were goals that I thought that I wanted to do. Then I realized as I started implementing some of them, I had to delete some of them and add some new ones. So establish your goals. Establish priorities. What are the priorities in your life right now? What is it that you need to do for you? For you that will give you an elevation to your destiny. Priorities. You need to prioritize your life. Cut out some things that you really don't have to do. Add in some things that you really need to do. Establish priorities in your life. If this is not necessary for this moment and time in my life, if this is not going to kill me, it needs to go. Establish some priorities. Live one day at a time. Live one day at a time. That's all we can do. One day at a time, one step at a time. And then trust the Holy Spirit to lead you. Trust the Holy Spirit as you pray to take control of your life. My prayer is this when I pray, Lord, I trust you with my life and I love you with my heart. I don't know the direction I should go, but I trust you to direct me. And if I mess up, God, you're so awesome that you can correct and redirect my mistakes. But I'm going as I feel that you're leading me. That's the way that I live my life, basically. Don't drive yourself, but be disciplined. Sometimes we're so busy, we're driving ourselves. We're driven by us. Nobody else is driving us. We're doing the driving. We're driving ourselves straight into the ground. You got to be disciplined about where you take yourself, where you take your life, where you put yourself in as far as friends, what circle that you're in. You just got to be diligent about driving yourself. Don't drive yourself. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. And then the blessings of a balanced life, after you've been off balance and you come into balance, is a peace of mind, rest and health, strength, fuller days and longer years. That's the balance. You know, some of these, I'm taking some of this teaching from a good friend of mine, Gwendolyn Hardiman, who facilitated Harvest Girls International for one of our events. And she gave us some of these tips, and I just want to give her credit for some of this that I'm using today. And so I take what my friends give me, and I use it, and I pass it on to you. So I just wanted you to be blessed today with that. But I also want you to do this. I want you to take time to stop blaming yourself. So many times I should have did this, I could have done that, I would have, I did. Stop. Stop blaming. Stop playing the blame game. Don't nag. Don't whine or complain. Don't judge. And don't take over somebody else's dream. Stop blaming yourself. That's key. Because we as women, we will start the blame game with ourselves. You need to become blameless. To become blameless does not mean you're perfect. That we become blameless before God as we deal with known sin and as we walk in faith, we become blameless before others as we let God deal with those things in our lives that are offensive to others. So become blameless. You can only say, forgive me, I'm sorry. And then you can go to God and say, Lord, forgive me, I'm sorry. And then you have to stop blaming yourself and carrying the weight of other people's unforgiveness. You have to learn the power of forgiveness for yourself. And I had to do that. And it is the most powerful love tool that God has given us. Show respect and consideration for yourself and for your sisters. Express admiration. Don't be ashamed to tell a sister she looked good. And take it. Take it. If she says, girl, you look good, say thank you. Don't say, make the mistake of making an exception of trying to explain why she said you look good. Just accept it and express your admiration as well. Express appreciation. Somebody does something for you, tell them thank you. And then keep your motivation right. Keep your focus in the right path. Stay on the path of being focused. And if you get off balance, remember, sometimes off balance is on purpose. I thank you for listening to me today. No matter what you're going through, I don't care what it looks like, you know and I know that God can turn it around. But you got to give it to him and don't go back and get it. I want to say today I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I wish you health and that you may prosper. Sisters, I love you from the bottom of my heart, and thank you for listening to me. I thank you, and I hope that this has empowered your day. Remember, transformation begins with you. Go to our website, Harvest Girls International, www.harvestgirls.webs.com, and just see what we've got going on for the month of December. I love you, and I'll be back with you in the near future with some tips about how to get your new year started. Thank you. God bless you. I appreciate you, and I love you. Till next time. Bye-bye.